Hey everyone, it's Alexa and welcome to the Novel Hand podcast. Novel Hand is exploring the best solutions to global humanitarian issues. Today we're talking about the tornadoes that recently hit Central Tennessee. Angel and I will talk a little bit about what happened, the different communities that were impacted, the response in Nashville so far, and how you can be a part of the relief efforts moving forward. Everyone, hello. It's Alexa. Angel.
Hey, what's up?
We're back. I know you probably missed us. So recently these tornadoes hit Central Tennessee. So this happened about a week ago. It was Tuesday morning. Early in the morning there were thunderstorms and then tornado warnings. I actually wasn't in town, but I've been learning a lot about what happened. And the communities that were affected were, so there was tornadoes in Nashville and then east of Nashville. So within Nashville, the communities that were affected were North Nashville and Germantown, and then Mount Juliet and Lebanon Hermitage areas, and also parts of East Nashville and the Five Points neighborhood. And then about 70 miles east of Nashville, Cookeville was also hit. And so there were, I think, 24, 25 deaths. And actually, the majority of those were not in Nashville. They were in Cookeville. And so Nashville has just been responding to this pretty overwhelmingly. There have been a lot of volunteers and donation drives. And the city has really come together. And so we just want to talk a little bit about how we've been a part of that, what we've been learning about Nashville and just disaster relief in general. So, Angel, I just wanted to ask you, tell us about your past week, what you were planning on doing and what you ended up doing with your past week.
Yeah, it's crazy that you say that it was almost a week ago because it kind of feels like it was yesterday, but also like 6 months ago.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was a co-site leader for Vanderbilt Alternative Spring Break, which basically just means that there's like 30 different sites that go to different parts of the U.S. with between like 10 to 12 students who all don't know each other. And we do service and volunteering at different locations. So
this was our spring break.
Yes, this is our past spring break this past week. Yes. And so Julia was my co-site leader and we've been planning and like having emailing different organizations in
Nashville. What was the initial topic of your site?
Homelessness and poverty.
Okay, in Nashville.
In Nashville, yes. So we stayed in Nashville, and we had planned to be with Nashville Food Project, Second Harvest, Safe Haven, Loaves and Fishes, and another one that I'm forgetting about.
Room in the Inn?
Yes, Room in the Inn. Thank you. wow, you know my life better than
I know,
I do.
I know everything. This is all a facade.
I know, it really is. So Monday, we volunteered Nashville Food Project and Second Harvest. Everything was fine. And then, late Monday night, early Tuesday morning, the tornado hits. We all got to a basement whenever it happened, and then none of us really thought about it. I've like lived in Nashville / Tennessee my whole life. Like we get tornado watches and warnings all the time and no one really thinks about it. Mm-hmm. But then we wake up and we start seeing all these photos and like just the devastation in East Nashville and North Nashville. And it was like, we were very shook.
So you were staying in a church.
Yes.
In Nashville.
Yes. South Nashville. So
right.
More south in Vandy. So, and Vandy wasn't affected.
Mm-hmm.
So we were safe, which was very grateful about. But the orgs, three of the orgs that we had been planning on working with that week, Nashville Food Project, Safe Haven, and Loaves and Fishes could not host us anymore. Two of them were because they got hit by the tornado directly. And one was because they like wanted other people to go serve in the community.
Right, right.
So Tuesday, we couldn't really do anything. It was emergency responders. So obviously we had to stay out of their way and like things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But Wednesday and Thursday morning, we went down to Lee Chapel on Jefferson Street. So a little bit of North Nashville. And we, just packed and sorted different donations and we, did whatever needed to be done. We didn't really get to see a lot of the community, which that gets into a whole other thing. but like we it was very devastating just to like drive down Jefferson Street and see power lines on people's houses and trees on people's houses, and just like, so yeah, just really, really sad in general. And then Friday we also went to Lee Chapel, but we went around noon, and they didn't really need us anymore at that location because they had so many volunteers. And so we went down the street, not even a block, to First Community Church, and they had us take sack lunches and water and coffee to like 70 or so houses. We just like walked door to door.
Wow. Yeah.
And just handed out meals and food to people and construction workers or anyone. And that was just like different, of just like a lot of what we did at Lee Chapel. So the other 2 days was just behind the scenes packing baby bags and general toiletries and things like that and handing them to people. But handing it to people who would go deliver them to other people.
Okay.
So we never really got to see like the end of
you
it.
You weren't, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Friday we got to go door to door and like give people hugs and just like ask them what they needed and then go find diapers or blankets or whatever they needed.
Okay, so then you were sort of delivering stuff to
like
them.
Like personally to the people.
Mm-hmm.
Which might not be the most efficient way to do service, but it was a very impactful and sobering experience too as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really what the week looked like. Very different than what we had planned.
Right.
But also really cool to be there in the moment serving the Nashville community as we got impacted by the tornado.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes serving people looks like meeting their most immediate needs.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I was out of town this past week. Since it's our spring break, I was in Atlanta, and we were planning on driving back on Wednesday. So we drive back Wednesday night. And one of my good friends was in town, different friend than Angel, but she's student teaching. And so she, Metro schools were canceled Tuesday through Friday. And so she had been volunteering, and she just encouraged me and my other friend to come and volunteer. And we were like, sure. Like, we were just getting back to Nashville, and we, I mean, hadn't seen anything. And I mean, my initial reaction was I read the Tennessean article that had just a bunch of photos in it, and it was, oh, the Five Points neighborhood in East Nashville, and here is the Basement East. I mean, we've all seen that picture. If you've seen any pictures, you've seen that photo. And there's Burger Up, and there's these other sort of establishments that everyone knows and has probably visited. And so I just had a pretty incomplete understanding of the situation initially. And so then Katie and I are like, okay, we're going to go volunteer. Where do we go? And we had heard about a few organizations that were kind of organizing the volunteer effort. So Hands on Nashville was a big one. And then, I mean, just accounts that I follow on Instagram that are Nashville related had been posting like, go to this place, or this is where you can drop off donations, stuff like that. And so I was kind of sorting through everything I'd heard. I mean, and you can read that stuff, but then you go to the website and it's like, okay, all their spots are filled, now what? And so it was kind of a process of sorting through and deciding, I mean, trying to discern where there was a need and where we could go that we would actually be helping and not hindering the relief efforts at all. So we decided to go to North Nashville, actually, which I had not heard a lot about what had happened there. I'd mostly been hearing about East Nashville and sort of those establishments and that community. But we ended up going to North Nashville and working with Gideon's Army, and they were organizing donations and then food for their community, which is poorer and majority African American as compared to the rest of the city. And so they were working out of Magruder Family Resource Center in their community. And I mean, Gideon's Army has been working in that community for about 10 years now. So it was really cool to partner with an organization that was already in that community and knew that community and wasn't, you know, coming in from the outside, that it was part of it. And Angel, you worked with Gideon's Army as well, right?
Yes.
They were organizing.
The Hands on Nashville website was very busy since everyone wanted to volunteer.
Right.
So like the website wasn't working. You couldn't really sign up. It would like take about 15 minutes for the page to load.
Mm-hmm.
So then we ended up calling Gideon's Army because we found their sign up genius or whatever.
Right. Yeah. That's what we found.
Yeah. And then they told us to go to Lee Chapel instead.
Okay.
And I think, but then it became under Hands on Nashville at that point.
Okay.
We, like, switched sides.
Gotcha. Yeah. And so it sounds like Gideon's Army was working out of a few locations in North Nashville. And what Katie and I did there was just they were getting a lot of food that was prepared, and we were just packaging it along with other people in the kitchen into sort of individual meals that then they were taking out into the community. And so, I mean, I have no skills in that were really helpful to the community at that time. But I mean, that's a very monotonous thing to do, to just like scoop green beans into a styrofoam container, sort of in this assembly line style. But it was cool because they already have chefs that work as part of Gideon's Army, and they were kind of managing the kitchen. And so it was cool that there was a spot for us to kind of be part of those relief efforts with the few skills that we have, yeah. Sort of in that area. And honestly, Angel, had you been to North Nashville before?
Never, yeah.
Yeah, I hadn't either, and that was kind of shocking. I had heard that there was stuff in Germantown, which is distinct from the community that we were in. I think when I think of Germantown, I think of a few restaurants, yeah. and stuff like that. But I don't.
Yeah.
Right, right. It and so that's different. Yeah. But really cool to see how Gideon's Army, this organization that was already in the community, was responding. And then also the churches there, mm-hmm. Like you mentioned, and how they were able to sort of organize these pretty immediate relief efforts.
Yeah.
Were there any other organizations that you were kind of following along with that were organizing efforts?
I don't think so. I think everyone really just wanted to do Hands-On Nashville, and Gideon's Army were like the big focus.
Right, yeah. Right. I heard a little bit about One Stone Church in East Nashville. I think Cookville. I just honestly don't know that much. I think that might have been more like a governmental response. There was one other that I can't remember. I know that Samaritan's Purse came in from outside of Nashville as well, and I think they were more in Cookville as well, actually. I think one question I kind of struggled with was, what can I really offer? I think a lot of people like us wanted to help, but we weren't directly affected, and we didn't really know what skills we had to offer. How did you kind of struggle with that or think about that?
I think it was good to remember that, like, yeah, they obviously need, like, first responders and, like, emergency people, and that was a lot of, like, Tuesday and Wednesday and just, like, finding people.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they also need just people to do monotonous work that, like, you don't really see the end goal, but, like, yeah, like you said, you can put green beans in a styrofoam container and pass it to the next person. Or, like, I could pick up toothpaste and a, like, toothbrush and along with, like, cleaning supplies and put it in a bag and, like, walk it to a place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't have to be, like, I have all these skills, or, like, other people on our site, but, like, batteries in a flashlight, which, like, doesn't seem like a lot of, like, a huge thing, but it, like, makes it easier for someone who gets the flashlight in the end. So it's just like, yeah, we couldn't fix everyone's problems, but we could just serve and be like basically a machine for like,
right. Just the hands and feet for a few days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, that was a lot of what I learned. I was like, maybe I should just donate money because I don't really know what to go out and buy, or you're hearing different things. But I mean, I think there's a limited amount of time, I think, after when that happens, when they really need hands-on volunteers, you know, doing things like that to meet those immediate needs. And it was I'm grateful that I got to be a part of that, but there's also like so many other responses as well.
Yeah. And also it was just like I lost my train of thought. Wow. Wait, yeah, keep going.
What was I gonna say? I mean, for people who weren't here, or you know, or outside of Nashville, I mean, the main way that you can support is to give money. Did you?
Yes, I remember my train of thought.
All right, I saw the light bulb go off.
We were talking as a site about how, like, it was really good that people outside of the community could come and just do, like, the monotonous work. So then people who actually knew the people in community could, like, go out and, like, give people hugs and, like, talk to them like
sure,
a regular person.
Yeah.
And, like, do all of, like, the more emotional support side of it. And, like, instead of doing the emotional side and
the sort of physical,
so it was like a good balance of it, of like, yeah, we don't know anyone, so like us giving a stranger a hug is like less
pretty meaningless, yeah,
compared to like them like hugging a neighbor or like someone from their church or something,
right,
like that.
Right, you're kind of allowing those people to sort of play that role in their community and engage with the community, while outside volunteers can
do all the dirty work, like it's
right,
not dirty, but
right,
like,
yeah, the stuff where you don't need to be as knowledgeable about the community, yeah. but you're working with an organization that has the community's best interest in
exactly.
mind.
Yeah.
Another thing I wanted to talk about was sort of this topic of gentrification and sort of North Nashville. I think a lot of people might have read the Tennessean article. I think they came out on Wednesday or Thursday about North Nashville being not wanting to be forgotten in the wake of this natural disaster. And a little bit of sort of the history of there's a tornado in 1998 that hit East Nashville. And after that area rapidly gentrified. There's also a New York Times article about this as well. But then also in the wake of the 2010 flood, how different communities just were impacted differently. Mm-hmm. And so I've just been learning a lot about sort of the history of the pretty recent history of Nashville and just how different socioeconomic groups just receive a different response after these disasters, and also the role that the media plays in that. Because mm-hmm. I think after those articles came out from the New York Times and from the Tennessean, I think on Wednesday or Thursday, there was a pretty quick shift.
Huge shift.
In the understanding of just what areas had been hit and mm-hmm. where there was a need.
Yeah. We saw a lot more cameras in North Nashville, like Friday, I think.
Yeah.
And like Channel 4 vans and like things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, as college students, I mean, we were born in the year 1998.
Yeah.
And so even though that was only 22 years ago, I'm not from Nashville, so I didn't know about that. And I didn't know that was sort of how East Nashville came to, part of how East Nashville came to be the way that it is.
Yeah.
And obviously have heard about the 2010 flood, but didn't mm-hmm. really know about how certain communities didn't get power back for much longer afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah. And even just like what you were talking about with North Nashville, of as the tornado hits and now people want, like, the development people want to
mm-hmm.
build like high rises and things that increase rent. And then so the people who are already living there can't live there anymore.
Right.
So they get kicked out. And like, that's what happened in 1998, I mm-hmm. think. And like, that just creates more gentrification in the city. And like, Nashville is growing so fast that like, that just creates a huge problem
yeah.
as there's an influx of people who need that housing. But like, there's the influx of people want that new housing. But then the people who are already living there who got affected now don't have housing.
Right.
And it's just like a whole cycle.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's been the fear, is that in North Nashville, that if these homes are destroyed, then the land might be bought and then developed, and without taking into consideration the context of that community and the history there. And so it's really interesting to think about how Nashville hopefully has sort of learned from these past natural disasters and the responses and how that's affected those communities. And hopefully, I mean, parts of North Nashville and Germantown are already, you know, gentrifying. But hopefully the city, you know, will be considerate of that. And I think it's really interesting to think about the role that just those two articles played in people's awareness of, oh, like North Nashville was hit, you know, just as bad or just as hard as East Nashville, and yeah. The response has been different for that community.
Yeah, yeah. I was also just so surprised to hear that Cookeville got hit. Maybe I just like was not reading the right articles, but everything I heard was about East Nashville.
Right.
And then at the service site where we were at our housing site, they hosted us for dinner, and they were talking about how they had a ton of family friends out there who got affected by the storm. And it was like 70 miles away, and we did not realize that like, it even went that far. We just
yeah.
thought it was in Nashville, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think the media coverage was somewhat
yeah,
unequal.
A little skewed, yeah.
And when President Trump came on Friday, everyone thought he was coming here, but he went to Cookeville.
Yeah,
yeah, to Putnam County. I don't know how to say that. I'm just clearly not from this area. Putnam County. I mean, and that's where the majority of the fatalities were.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think there's a lot of people who still aren't aware of, you know, the full situation
yeah.
and only understand part of what happened last week. So,
yeah.
I mean, I think it just speaks to a lesson on, you know, getting information from several sources when things like this happen, and, you know, making sure you understand the full story, and so you can respond in a way that's That's careful to consider, yeah, all those contexts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So kind of thinking about moving forward, I recently followed Hands on Nashville on Instagram, and today they actually posted that they actually don't need any more volunteers to come help, and that any more volunteers coming would actually hinder the work of the Nashville Electric Service and these other sort of like utility companies coming to actually repair power lines and stuff like that. And they actually asked volunteers to stay home, which I think is not what Nashvillians wanted to hear. People are really excited about like getting out there and bringing donations, but a lot of that sort of immediate response isn't needed anymore, mm-hmm. which is happened so quick, but yeah. is also really cool.
They were talking about in one of the emails that Hands on Nashville sent out, there were 2,000 volunteer spots, but the way they described it was there's very limited spots because 2,000 compared to the number of people that signed up for information, which was like 10,000, was like,
right.
there was no spots for everyone to like fill up.
Yeah, and I think thinking about over the weekend, fewer people are working and can come out, and I think they probably had a huge response Saturday exactly. and on Sunday.
Yeah.
So...
especially with schools out and things like that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's just, yeah. And so if you're thinking about helping, take into consideration the fact that if you're not yeah. already signed up for something, you should stay posted. Yeah. HON.org.
Donate your money.
Nashville. Yeah.
Yes.
So kind of thinking about the future now, Angel, how are you planning on responding in the coming months? What are you thinking about taking into consideration?
I think just staying knowledgeable of what's happening, keep like reading my emails from Hands on Nashville, and seeing volunteer opportunities, along with donating resources, and if I have like canned goods in my room or like leftover from events on campus, not like actual leftovers, but like canned leftovers, like things like that.
I'll eat your leftovers, Angel.
Thanks, roommate goals. but just being able to give back in whatever ways I can and staying educated.
Right.
Yeah, and things like that. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to keep following the lead of these organizations that know the communities well. And I feel it's not hard to access, you know, their information and, mm-hmm. you know, they're posting every day on Instagram an update and like what they need and what they don't need. And that's so easy to follow for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I liked Gideon's Army on Facebook, and if they say they need something and I can meet that need, in a way that serves them best, then I will try to do that. But if I can't, I'm going to trust that, that organization and, you know, these other disaster relief organizations and government can help to meet that need. And I think another important thing to keep in mind is not going to those areas and, you know, trying to see the destruction, even though we are so curious and we do know some of these mm-hmm. neighborhoods really well. Just letting some of those, like the National Electric Service and other, you know, people who are there and know what they're doing, letting them, you know, do their job.
Yeah, that's exactly like disaster tourism is a huge thing that was happening a lot this past week. When we showed up to Lee Chapel on Friday, so we had volunteered the last 2 days, but this third day they didn't like need us that much at Lee Chapel, so they sent us to this table, and they were going to send us out to the community. But Vandy has this many rules about all of that stuff.
Right.
So instead, well, they debriefed us and told us that, disaster tourism is a thing. A lot of people have been taking selfies and pictures of, like, just houses being, like, hit by trees mm-hmm. and things like that. And they, like, reminded us, like, these are people's lives. Like, it's not just, like, right. some cool story in a movie or something. Like, these are actual people with actual lives who are now, like, they can be in shame or guilt or embarrassed and, like, you taking a selfie with it and like bringing their exact situation to everyone else when like you don't have a purpose behind it is just honestly like rude and not helpful and just something you don't want to do. Like you're basically becoming like making them like a zoo and you're just taking pictures of them and like that's not kind or respectful in any way.
Yeah. Yeah. And just considering how personal of an experience that is for them and traumatic.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's definitely something important to keep in mind.
Yeah.
Especially in the coming months as they're rebuilding and all those things. You know, it's not something to go see.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah. Any other last thoughts about sort of what's happened and moving forward?
Just a little bit with, like, last week it was supposed to rain a ton and it somehow didn't, which is very good considering the situation since a lot of houses were broken down and, like, roofs are gone. So roofs. Oh my God. So
we don't know.
Just not having rain was good, but I know this week is not supposed to, like, it is supposed to rain. So just, like, prayers for their houses and that people will have housing. But also just for, like, people who are already experiencing homelessness that, like, prior to all of the tornado things, just, like, thinking about them. And, like, a lot of what we did at Lee Chapel was, like, even if someone experiencing homelessness came in, we would still give them whatever they needed, like, whether it be food or anything. Because, they may not, like, obviously they were affected by the tornado, but, like, their situation is far worse. They don't even have a house to live in or shelter or anything. Yeah. And, like, it hit, like, the 20s and, like, 20 degrees outside. And, like, they need blankets, too. And, like, there's so many other things that go into that. And
that was the initial topic of your site, was homelessness.
So we talked a lot about that and how this just, like, exacerbates. Great, that word. The situation.
We're learning so many things, including vocabulary.
And just, like, thinking about them and, like, their situations and how,
how can we,
that support them.
No, I just, like, was so frustrated. I mean, my last thoughts are that I was so frustrated that I didn't know that North Nashville was hit just as bad as East Nashville. And I mean, part of that is my fault for not concerning more sources and just, you know, looking at like a photo story, because that was compelling and interesting and graphic. But I think part of that is also the fault of the media for not covering it more equally and for, and, like, not knowing about Cookeville as soon as, because we called it the Nashville tornadoes and not Central Tennessee or something like that. And so just something I want to, like, carry forward is when natural disasters inevitably happen in the future and it affects a community I'm a part of or I'm near, I want to make sure I know, you know, who was affected and how, what organizations or sort of infrastructures already exist in that community that I can support during that time. And be mindful of the context of the situation, I think. Great. Well, that's kind of our rambling thoughts on the Nashville tornadoes. I think I've been sort of reflecting a lot on that the past week and learning a lot. And the fact that we've had spring break has allowed, I think, a lot of Vanderbilt students who were still here to support our community. And has given me also some space to sort of think and reflect on. I mean, our time in Nashville, I mean, Angel's from here, but I'm not. And it's been cool to think about what I've gotten to learn about this city and its growth and gentrification and all these different topics. So that's all from us this week. Thank you for listening to episode 3 of the Novel Hand podcast. You can find us on Instagram at novel.hand, and you can like us on Facebook, Novel Hand. We're going to link a bunch of sort of the articles that we talked about, the New York Times article, the Tennessean article, and then various other sources. We'll also link a few organizations like Hands on Nashville and Gideon's Army that you should be considering and watching if you want to be a part of the relief efforts. One thing we didn't mention is that the Community Foundation of Central Tennessee, I think, has an emergency fund that they've been using that you can contribute to if you want to donate. And that's sort of been the hub of financial support through this disaster, the response to the tornadoes. I think that's all. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll catch you next time.